Joining us on Static on 2SER, it's excellent to have both Tom and Evan from Ducks Limited from out of Toronto on the line. How are you both, gents?
I'm good.
Good to hear you guys. You should be incredibly happy to get this Ducks Limited album out, Tom. It's a real victory because you guys had just put out your debut EP at the end of 2019 when the pandemic struck. So you're almost sort of stopped dead in your tracks when you started.
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, it was a funny thing for us, I think. In some ways, not to be too sort of glib about it, but in some ways it was sort of like, I think, what we needed at the time. I think, you know, we just put out this EP. It had kind of like gone sort of further than we'd ever expected it to. And then we kind of found ourselves in a spot where we suddenly had a lot of time to really think about this record and drill into it and make it kind of as good as we felt like we could. And yeah, I think it's interesting to think about it because it's just sort of the kind of thing where I think had things been going as they normally would have been, we would have probably followed that EP up a lot quicker and I suspect made something we were less happy with. So trying to kind of count our blessings with that one. I think.
That's very graceful to say you were given a whole lot of pause for thought so early on.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of the thing though. It's like we wrote the whole record during the pandemic. I think we learned a lot about our working process and maybe kind of designed a new working process by just having as much time as we had.
Because you had also only been working together for a couple of years, right? I mean, Evan, you're an Australian. What took you to Toronto in the first place?
I moved over here maybe 14 years ago, initially just a working holiday year off after I finished college, and then ended up making a bunch of friends in the music scene and hung around in Toronto ever since.
Okay, so you had both been in each other's circles for a while then, had you?
Yeah, we were both in different bands that toured together. And then on that tour, we kind of established that we both had similar interests. So then Tom sent me a bunch of demos that he had and said, hey, would you be interested in starting another band? So we kind of started it initially as a side project. And now those two other bands we're no longer in. And this is just our main focus.
That's the art of romance, Tom, sending someone your demos and saying, hey, come join a band with me.
I guess so. It was one of those things where like when we started talking about stuff that we were both into, the similarities in our tastes and our interests were like very, very quickly apparent. And it was exciting and has remained exciting.
Because Tom, you had started the project earlier back in 2017. There was a single called Age of Entertainment, which was a more synth-flecked kind of thing. So you were kind of dabbling in what would become Ducks Limited.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's well done spotting that. I had almost forgotten about it. But yeah, there was a one-off single. I know at one point we did do a version of that song, recorded a version of that song, as a band, I mean, but kind of discovered that that was not exactly the direction we wanted to be going in. There was a lot of like talking about it before it became the thing that it is, I guess.
There was a bit of sorting out that had to be done as well, because back then the band was also called Ducks Unlimited. Before you had to limit yourselves. And I had to do some digging on that one, Tom. And, you know, I was wondering if it clashed with a restaurant name or a betting company or something. But no, it was a very noble clash in that it was a wetlands preservation organization that had that name. So you graciously changed your band name, right?
Well, I don't want to speak ill of Ducks Unlimited Wetland Conservation Organization or impugn their intentions, indeed. But my understanding is that they are preserving those wetlands so there are more ducks for them to shoot. They are, I believe, a hunting group. So when we signed to Car Park, we spoke to a trademark lawyer who made it quite clear that we should probably switch it. So we did.
Well, if those guys are such cretins as well, I think it's good to not be associated with Ducks Unlimited.
I mean, everyone we've interacted with who's associated with it, which has actually happened a few times, has been very, very lovely. And don't want to fall foul of them, if you will accept the pun.
And Tom, basing yourself in Toronto and setting out making this kind of music, was creating jangly, Antipodean-influenced guitar pop kind of exotic to you in the part of the world that you're both living?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a little bit of a scene for this kind of stuff here. There are other bands that I feel like have gotten some play outside of the city, like Kiwi Jr. would be a good example, who aren't a million miles away from what we do. And obviously, like Always, I think, kind of come from a somewhat similar place, though obviously I think we all kind of arrive in different places with it. But I think it's like, there's a little bit of a scene for this kind of stuff, I think even in Toronto specifically. And I think that's only become sort of more true since we started doing it, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the stuff is like, there's a a timelessness to it that resonates. And, you know, we're not the only people who have found it. It's nice to see, though. I think it's kind of a style of music that's having a moment, which is cool because it's a style of music that's always been kind of my favorite.
And Evan, coming from this neck of the woods, did you help to educate Tom somewhat, though? Were there some Southern Hemisphere underground bands that you kind of pointed him towards in terms of discussing the sound for Ducks Limited?
Yeah, for sure. I think Tom knew a few of them. The big one was the Go-Betweens when we first met. Tom hadn't listened to them, and I hipped him to their album Before Hollywood. But Tom was a big Verlaine's fan, and he showed me them. I hadn't really listened to them. So we're kind of both on the same page. But yeah, things here and there, like the Triffids and Died Pretty and things like that, I've shown him from Australia.
I feel like you also operated with a bit of an insider's knowledge, Evan, because as Ducks Limited started playing shows, you made sure you supported some Aussie bands passing through, like Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever and the Goonsacks when they got to Toronto, right?
Yeah. The second we heard they were coming to town, we kind of pitched ourselves to open for them. It was a lot of fun. Both bands were super nice.
It must be nice every now and then to have a familiar accent come through for you.
Yeah, I like it. Even just talking to you now, I think I've switched mine back on a little bit.
And despite the fact you were both creating and making music for this band in Toronto, Evan, you actually were back here for a part of the time last year during the pandemic, and you had to do quite a bit of this Ducks Limited album remotely. Is that right?
Yeah. So Tom and I finished all the initial tracking, and then we'd wanted to put strings on it. And there was no way at the time with Toronto's quarantine restrictions that we could get four people in a room to play strings together. So I had planned to go home because I hadn't seen my family in a few years and was able to get back into Australia. So we decided, let's try and get the record mixed down there. And we got in touch with James Cecil, who had done the Goonsacks record prior to the one that just came out. He used to be in architecture in Helsinki. And he was like, yeah, I know a string section that we could get together out here in my studio in the country. So it just kind of made a lot of sense to go down there and finish the record. So yeah, I recorded strings down there and then mixed it with him out in the Macedon Ranges, which was really cool.
It's a very extravagant way to have made this album too. It's a multi-hemisphere release, this Ducks Limited album.
Totally.
And you also reached further across the seas, Tom, because you got your label mates, the Beths, to add some backing vocals on three songs on this record. So did you need sort of a New Zealand good luck charm on this album, as sort of the influences would suggest?
I like that more than the actual truth, which was that I just really like that band a lot. That there was a particular geographical resonance to it. They're a band that I was a huge, huge fan of before we signed with Car Park. And we were kind of trying to figure out people to do backing vocals. And I just think that, like, on their records, they are the absolute backing vocal masters. Yeah, so we asked them about it through the label, and they were, like, immediately keen and super generous with their time and everything, which was great. They make a big difference.
It's a truly international album, this Ducks Limited record. And despite the album being called Modern Fiction, these are tales drawn from real life. Tom, there's a lot of anxiety and self-doubt and malaise in these tracks.
Yeah, that's definitely there. I think there's, you know, hopefully some hope in there as well. But it's a collection of sort of my experiences and other people's experiences and conversations that I've had and things like that. But I feel like, you know, this kind of style of pop music is often a good medium for those kinds of feelings.
Is it also a great dichotomy in setting lyrics about sad everyday life moments to the cheeriest, most buoyant guitar pop that you can make?
I mean, I think that's sort of in some ways the history of the genre, though, right? I mean, it's like the stuff that we're obviously that we're super into. It's like, it's not like the Go-Betweens are the most cheerful guys in the world in the context of those records. I don't know. It's just a thing that's sort of, I feel like this particular little genre, this pocket of sort of guitar pop that we get excited about, has sort of always been about.
There's even a song in theory questioning what you're doing with your life, Sullen Leering Hope, which puts those two adjectives in front of the word hope, sullen and leering. You know, you've done the job well.
Yeah, that one is actually, that phrase I have borrowed from a Guardian column by a writer called Barney Rone, who is a football writer. Like, he writes about soccer. He was describing how annoying he found the Pep Guardiola managed Barcelona of that period. He described it as a church where the miracles are always on tap, and there's no room for feelings like sullen, leering hope. And I always thought it was a really evocative phrase that just, like, stuck in my head, both as one that describes, I think, caring about a sports team which is doomed, and also, you know, caring about many things in your life which are probably equally doomed. But it's a very, very resonant human feeling to me, and I always like the way he phrased it.
It is a very realistic phrase. My hope is usually full of sullen leeringness.
Yeah, mine too.
And Evan, it must be nice for you as well to be able to cram a few more Australian references into this Ducks Limited album. There's a nod to home, watching the game from the other side of the world on the closing song, Grand Final Day.
Yeah, so my friend, we started a best friend's gift-giving game over quarantine to keep ourselves entertained, and he sent me some custom-made guitar picks with a picture of him and I on one side and then Gary Ablett Sr., the football player, on the other side. Kind of as a joke, he was my childhood idol, I guess. And Tom became pretty interested in AFL because I was explaining it to him, and he went home and watched a bunch of AFL highlights and then kind of came back the next week with this song, somewhat about watching other people's home country sports through their eyes.
That's where the line in that song comes from. While 10,000 miles away, St Kilda's played off the ground. Although, after this year, the grand final was played in WA, so that's even further than 10,000 miles away from Toronto.
Fair point.
Yeah, how did you establish 10,000 miles? Did you look up the distance?
I did look it up, but I can't remember where I looked it up from. That was the thing. The actual reference is specifically about the drawn grand final from 2010. So I think that one was like, that
yes,
was accurate.
I see.
to where it was located.
It sounds like for every part of this record, you guys have done a lot of research and it shows.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, we definitely thought about it a lot, maybe too much.
Well, we might have a listen to Grand Final Day off of the Ducks Limited album here on Static right now. One day, Evan, bring the band down. It needs to happen.
Oh, we want to so bad. That's been our goal since day one, just to tour Australia so my parents can see us play.
Awesome. Until then, it was great to check in with you, Tom and Evan, and have a chat about this record. Here they are. This is Ducks Limited now on Static. Thanks for the talk.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.